Welcome to Tilth Talk Radio. Today we're doing our 2024 Fantasy Corn League Draft. So with me today are Bill Schomburg.
Hey, guys.
Todd Schomburg.
Hey to all the Tilthies out there.
Special guest Doug Hintz.
Hi, guys.
And Derek Potratz.
Hi, everyone.
And I'm Matt Brueger, all with Tilth Agronomy. Fourth annual Fantasy Corn League Draft.
Fourth already?
About to kick off. Ba 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 ba.
Dun 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 dun.
Ba 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 ba.
Dun 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 dun.
So we have the commissioner in the house, Derek Potratz. Hey, Commish.
Hey, everyone.
Boo.
Fourth year never fails. Does it?
Always booing the commissioner.
Just think next year's draft. So there was a less known draft earlier. So we kind of ride the coattails of that one. But next year,
we'll the National be able, Finger Lickers, I think.
We could, yes. Yeah. We could potentially like draft while
during the
they're
draft.
Drafting in Green Bay.
Do you think there'll be 250,000 people watching?
Oh, yeah. We'll just set up there. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
Bring a trailer up to Lambeau.
Pay for a booth.
Yes.
Broadcast row for the draft.
Come on, I've been thinking this up for a while, guys. This is going to be our plan.
Maybe we can just get on the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah.
Tell him we're going to talk draft.
Talk draft.
And then
start talking varieties.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
big girthy
talking about corn draft.
I'd be like, what? What is going on?
That would be fun. I think it would get kicked out in a hurry.
Probably.
Sure, there's some sort of... in that whole licensing agreement with NFL and all that, that would preclude us from...
Oh, for sure.
You look up Airbnbs over there, they're pretty expensive right now.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. But, so here we are. What is the Fantasy Corn League, you may ask? Well, Fantasy Corn League participants are owners and managers of a group of corn varieties, or a team, that will engage in competitive plots, accruing fantasy points based on yield of those corn varieties. Teams are drafted right now in this episode for the growing season, and winners and losers will be decided at harvest of the corn plot. Rules are simple. We're going to build our team via this draft today. Each team manager has vigorously studied past corn for performance and plots and will choose individual varieties for this draft. Decide that we will do it now. We used to do it in the fall, and now we're doing it in the spring, closer to planting, so we know exactly what varieties we have and have a nice competitive draft board. Each team will get 5 varieties, any day length out of the draft board that we have. 1 for scoring, 1 bushel equals 1 point. Team with the most bushels or points at the end will win. each corn variety drafted will be planted by Derek next year here at the Tilth World Headquarters in Seymour. And this year, for the first time ever, we have a second site in Amro, Wisconsin, at the research farm, I guess.
Tilth South Research Farm.
these trials will be seeded in randomized complete block design with 4 replications per variety. At harvest, each team's yield will be added, and a winner will be crowned based on whose team of varieties had the most yield. The wager going on here, the winner will get a Fantasy Corn League trophy, 3D printed with a corn cob on top. So big stakes here, guys.
It's pretty huge.
It's a big deal.
The Corn Barty trophy is...
And the Corn Barty
trophy. Is there a loser wager here this year, or as far as...
Loser has to drive a corn planter across the bridge in Wrightstown. Oh, wait. They widened it out. That's fine.
It's good now.
Yeah. We should have, the loser has to, drive a corn mobile, like the Wiener Mobile, instead every year.
They have that one in Bondiwell for the corn roast.
Do they?
They do.
They have a corn mobile. I don't know.
1 week, you have to drive that. That'd be great for scouting.
I don't know if they'd let us have it.
That would be sweet, yes. That is the best part of fantasy football. Now, the loser, they make dress, wear pink and... walk somewhere or do some sort of loser thing. So I like that, Derek. I like where you're going.
Well, what do you want me to do?
It does get borderline dangerous.
I'm like third year loser, so just say it now. I'll just take it.
Odds are with you this year.
Yeah,
Bill.
I'm due.
Bill, we'll get you a corn cob costume. You have to go to your children's school and hug each one of them.
How about one of them corn, like cheese heads, but yeah. It's a corn head?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Nebraska games?
What if, could he camp out in the plot for like a week? Like
you have to live there.
Have to live there. Set up a tent.
Then he's just going to fertilize his plot.
True. Right. So he doesn't lose the next year. Good point.
But done. Yeah, deal.
In the crop destruct area, you have to just right, set up this this sort of camp.
Live with the coons for the week.
Yeah.
He'll just be singing to his varieties. And
we'll lock him in a cage with a bunch of raccoons and corn seed. And
yeah.
After wow. 3 hours, whoever walks out wins.
This is getting brutal.
Hey, it gets pretty dangerous in fantasy football, too.
I guess so.
What some of these guys are doing out there. But this is just for fun and educational purposes. We're independent crop consultants, which means we don't sell agricultural products. We just recommend products based on merit and value. We feel all seed companies have good varieties to offer. We work hard not to have company bias and pick based on past field experience with varieties and plot data. We let farmers pick their seed companies that they want to work with and then work with them within that seed company to find varieties that will work for their farm. If a seed company or farmer has a variety that they think we should try, I'd love to take a look at it. But again, this is for fun. Winner gets trophy and, you know, loser gets picked on for the next 12 months. But, you know, it happens.
It wears off after a couple.
Yeah, you get thick skin. So... yeah, there's nothing too crazy about this. This year we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seed companies that are participating. So we want to thank those seed companies for participating in this year's draft. They are Dairyland Seed, which started as Strakota Seed, founded in 1907 by the Strakota brothers in St. Killian, Wisconsin, specializing in selling clover for seeding lawns in Milwaukee. 1963, the seed company changed its name to Dairyland Seed. In 2018, Dairyland joined forces with Corteva AgriScience to become the North Central Corn Belt Regional Seed Brand. We also have Partners Brand Seed. So Partners Brand is based in Hoe, Indiana. They are a family-owned independent seed company specializing in both conventional and trait corn as well as soybean seed.
Do you think it's Hoe or How?
How?
I don't know. H-O-W-E.
It's either one. Whatever you feel.
Whatever.
If you're feeling hoe today,
that's
it's hoe. If you're feeling how, it's how. I'm sure I've now pissed off the entire town of Hoe or how, Iowa. Whichever.
Oh, you just said Iowa.
Oh, Indiana, sorry. Indiana.
No, you really
see, pissed them off. I-State, they all run together, the I-States. That's why we call them the I-States. If we don't bother to remember what the rest of the name is following the I.
The population... is 803 people, Matt. So
does Google tell you how to pronounce it?
Is
there a little speaker
thing? It does not. Oh. Not that I see.
Epic fail, Google.
Just pissed off 803 people, man. Yeah. Way to go.
All right. We also have Cropland Seed. So Cropland is sold exclusively through leading independent crop input retailers. Cropland is backed by 25-plus years of unbiased testing and 6 million answer plot data points. New to the plots this year, we have the Wyckoff, I believe is how it's pronounced. Again, apologize if it's Wyckoff or something strange like that, but Wyckoff Hybrids was founded in 1932 near Valparaiso, Indiana. They are a regional, independent, and family-owned seed company. We have Beck's Seeds as well, founded in 1937 by Lawrence Beck. They're the largest family-owned retail seed company. Beck's is dedicated to serving farmers throughout the Midwest and the Mid-South. And finally, last but certainly not least, Wisconsin-based Rank Seed is taking place in this trial as well. The Rank Farm started in 1846 in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. In 1930s, Rank Seed was the forefront of growing and selling hybrid seed. Jeff, Alex, and Brent Rank continue to be the cornerstone of the business today. So, again, we want to thank all seed companies that are participating this year. We have a number of varieties, a few that carry over from last year's plot, but a number that are new to our plots this year. So, definitely we'll cut down on any seed bias we might have, as we're not picking from the same varieties year after year, so... with that, I'm going to turn it over to our commissioner and get started. So, Derek, take it away.
All right, Matt. Like to just take a moment here to thank all the seed companies that Matt just listed off. Really appreciate everyone's willingness to enter into this trial. It's really just a great way that we can get some more data out for growers in the area.
That's a good point, Derek. The goal of this is to be, remember years back, Bill, we had the WAPAC trials, and yeah. they were great. They were a lot of fun, and that kind of slowly died out, and we're trying to, you know, do some of those trials again today and learn more about these varieties, getting to see them out in the field and how they can perform.
So as far as draft order goes this year, it is going in reverse order from, or in placing order from last year. So unfortunately, Bill was last year, so that puts Bill on the clock with the first overall pick.
I'm used to it. All right, well, I've had a lot of time to think because I knew I was going to be first. So it's like round being the one, Bears. Sorry, Ted. Like, it's like the Bears, you get all this time to think about what you're going to do. You know, I heard a lot of chatter through the company about what I was going to do. You know, like everybody talking about, is the Bears going to take Caleb Williams? Are they not? It's like, why don't you just go with the tried and true? So I'm going to go with Dairyland 3900. Tried and true has been good for us in this plot and these trials over the years. So just going to go with the easy one right there.
That one's been an interesting variety over the years because it's been around a while. Last year at first trials, looking at some of that data, unbelievable. Ripon, it hit 303 bushel in the first trials in Ripon. So with the addition of the Omro location, that is, I would call that close to Ripon, not necessarily in soils, but in location. So I think, obviously, that's at the Seymour location, so it's a little different. But that one just has been kind of an impressive variety. So,
all right. Thanks, Bill. That puts Matt on the clock with the second overall pick.
Whew. A lot of pressure there. Bill's had forever to think about it. I've had time to think about it, and then he
took the one
that
I feel like Matt we know that you're like second or third pick, and it always, by the time it gets to you, it's like, yeah, don't always know what you want.
Yeah, like I said, you know, a lot of these varieties are new to the plot, so we don't have a lot of carryover from last year. So I think I'm going to start out by taking a new variety that haven't seen in the field, but is a variety that we don't actually see in Wisconsin, and that is one of the Wyckoff brand. And so I'm going to try the experimental Wyckoff, the EX5202 SSP.
I believe this is the only experimental in the plot. A lot of new ones, but this one's kind of that.
This one's
like your
cutting edge.
Yeah, this one's like came out. Can you come out in football early now, right? Or kind of early-ish?
Well, you can early enroll in college.
Okay.
Like you can.
Yeah, like Braylon. This is like the Braylon Allen, the youngest player in the draft. Kind of a new, brand new. What do you got to say about this one, Matt?
Well, from what the reps have told us about this particular variety, it's got great top-end yield. It's a racehorse, semi-flex, so it's got some flexibility there. Fast out of the ground, good seedling vigor, emergence, so hoping jumps right out of the ground and gets going. So
it's got all the traits you want in a good hybrid.
Right.
I don't think this is 21 years old like Braylon Allen is, though.
No, definitely not.
All right. Thanks, Matt. That puts Doug on the clock for the third overall pick.
Oh, so many choices. But I think I got to go with Cropland, and I'm going to go with the 3790. And I guess just reading some of the background on it, it's a really good yielding product, very good stress and flex, and I think it'll do really good around here.
Yeah, that's a newer one too, isn't it, Doug?
And yeah.
Just
came out, I think, last year.
What I've seen was that flex to it. Is that why you're asking the population so much?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were worried about how much it would flex out and what it would do.
Yeah, these pots are going to be planted at about 33,000 population. And with that, Doug, that puts Todd on the clock for the fourth overall pick in the end of round number one.
All right. For the end of round number one, I'm going to pick Rank 571 PCE. This one too did really well in ripping, hitting 300 bushel out there, and just kind of that variety that's been just a good, strong, kind of newer one, 96 day, 2400 GDU, kind of just a really one that kind of got the new power core Enlist part, new genetics, kind of a good, it can be a dual purpose too for guys that are looking for that like 96 day silage. So
it's good to see Rink back involved here too.
Yeah.
I was glad.
Yeah.
Glad to see they entered a handful of hybrids here. So that's
yep. Nice. Years ago they had, you know, Rink 600 was a one in for a while in the 579.
And they were a huge supporter of WAPAC. Like,
oh yeah. Think of them with the WAPAC.
They did a really good job of entering a lot of hybrids and really supported that program. So it's good to see him back here.
All right. That concludes round number one. And we're moving into round number two.
Round two.
All right, Todd, you're on the clock.
All right, yeah, with the snake draft, I always forget you get the kind of the two picks right around the corner. So with the next pick, I'm going to go basically with another power core Enlist, and that is Deerland 3881. And this one kind of did really good in Fox Lake, Wisconsin. First trials hit 309 bushel, which it's just crazy when you see the 300s at the top of that. And then in first trials in general, it does really well hitting kind of 82% in the top 30. So I just like to see those that kind of sort out to the top and do well with that. So it's really not even in the, you know, some of these in the book, it had the Vor seed and the sort of the, it's an AM as well, but just has crazy top end yield potential, you know, kind of good stocks, that kind of plant. So there is one watch out with it, is it does get ugly under stress, so you kind of want to watch that. But at Seymour here, luckily in general, it's kind of a fairly stress-free environment.
Yeah, hopefully it does better for you than it did for me last year. It was 19 out of our 25 plot last year. So,
but new year
at a high stress year last
yes.
year.
Yes.
So. Yep. So to Todd's point, right? Okay. That puts Doug on the clock with the second pick in the second round.
All right. I think I'm going to go with a Wyckoff, and I think I'm going to go with the 2170. It's an ultra-high yielding and widely adapted, but it also has big, girthy, semi-flex cobs.
That one, too, can get real tall, so that's good. So, yeah, get kind of a bigger stature plant.
Thanks, Doug. Matt, you're on the clock.
I feel like it was just on the clock. It comes back so fast. All right. Well, then I think I am going to...
There's so many choices yet. Like, yeah. It's when you get later in the draft, you don't realize that if you're an NFL guy, like, towards the end... It almost probably would get easier because there's less to pick from. Yeah,
when you have 500 guys to pick
from. Right. Like, think of the second, third rounds in NFL. And you don't want to be the guy that, like, reached and people are like, whoa, where's this pick coming from?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go rank 582 Smart Stacks.
Good choice.
So looking to pick that one up. Yeah, it's for our population range, kind of right in that sweet spot for that variety. It's a nice girthy year. It's got good tire spot ratings, so this year, you know, we didn't see much of it last year. That comes back into play this year. Give myself a little insurance there, so hitting her hard.
That's a good pick, man. In like some of the trial data I could find, that one was the highest yielding I could find in the Wisconsin plots, and it hit 318 bushels in Fox Lake. So if you're talking like home run hitter and could, you know, is that one that seem to, you know, like I said, some of these are already hitting 300, but to hit 318, that was crushing it.
Crush.
All right, Bill, that puts you on the clock.
Yeah, and I gotta pick two here, don't I?
Yep.
All right, well, we'll pick one first. I'm going to stick with the rank as well and go the 444.
Is that what we call? I like the nickname of that, 444.
444, yeah. It's got really good emergence and vigor, and I just feel... Maybe my gut's like last year. My gut went with you know, we were in the middle of a drought, and I went with
dry. Speaking from the bottom of the pack.
So
going with your gut,
we're gonna trust the board here, and and pick that one. It's got a good dry down, good emergence, and good early season vigor. So
I still can't believe Bill's strategy last year didn't work. Like, we knew it was going to be dry. You picked the droughtiest of drought,
right,
and just seemed to not work as good. But like you say, this year is looking like a tougher emerger year. So with just kind of rains on and off, we're getting that is a kind of a good pick. It's a 93 day variety, so kind of at, you know, the shorter end of the pack that way, but really, really good variety.
It's good in heavy soils too. So with our second added plot, maybe a little bit heavier soil, I think that's the one I'm going to roll with.
There's always certain comments in the book that I just like, and this one says excellent intactness at harvest.
Yeah,
and I just like that of like, you don't, like, if you explain that to anybody else, they're like, what do you mean? And then you go see certain varieties that, you know, half of the leaves are on the ground and just the tops are falling over. And then you go to one like this where it's just still intact.
Yep, you always see those in the combine as you're driving, especially harvesting these plots. You can really pick those out. All right, Bill, that puts you still on the clock.
Back at it. Todd, you gonna hit the round three?
I don't have a round three. Oh, sorry, no. From here on out, Matt just has Matt to has say it in
round three.
I like that. I actually like that.
That was better. Yeah, like it's easier because usually when I hit the sound and then there's a delay and I go over the top of you guys. So yes, Matt, you're the. You can add the fight too if you want, like the Mortal Kombat style. The Mortal Kombat.
Fight.
All right, we're going to go with the Power Core, Dairyland 3730. I'm going to roll with that one again. Some good stress emergence, good dry down. So we're going to have dry corn, a lot of bushel, a lot of test weight. Going to add some points.
All right, thanks, Bill. Second pick in the third round. That puts Matt on the clock.
Like I said, I feel like we're just here. That I was on the clock once before.
Yeah, that 3730 Bill, good, you know, kind of a good shorter stature, rugged, but I like too, it says can play offense and defense. So it's not, so it's kind of right
Charles
in the middle.
Woodson
and,
of.
Yeah, right in the middle, just real good. And yeah.
Charles Woodson of the corn plot varieties right there can go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, I'm going to go Cropland 3519. So another Smart Sex hybrid, 95 day. It's got good agronomics, yield potential. So hoping to get a nice solid variety there, complement the rest of my team so far.
All right, Doug, let's see what you got.
Yeah, so when we were on the phone earlier with the breeder for this variety, he talked me into it. He's like, it's got 110 day yield, but it's only 102, 103.
It's going to be 35% moisture at harvest. Yeah.
So we're going to go with the Wyckoff 2336.
So this one, the breeder told us, replaces the 2335. So it's for sure one better, Doug.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, you got your one
as soon
right
as he
there.
Said 110 bushel yield, yeah. I was like, yep. Or 110 day yield. I was like, oh, I'm sold.
And for us, that's long for us, which is awesome. So that, yeah, the I was, when something replaces something too, and we use that wording, I love it because it makes me feel like, well, it's got to be better. It's replace. Why would you get rid of that one?
Yeah.
If it's not better. So yes, that's a, should be a good new one.
All right, Todd, you are on the clock with the last pick in the third round.
All right, and now I get to do my wraparound pick, which is exciting. So I'm going to go sort of the same way, Doug, and kind of when you get to run on tight ends and all that, but there's a 102-day Wyckoff 2299, and that one, so it's hard in these first trials. It's only in Michigan in like five locations, but it literally was in the top 30 on all the locations last year. So look kind of like a good one as well. I don't know what it replaces though, so I'm not sure if it's any better or worse or what it looks like that way.
Yeah, I think you said it actually won at least one of the trials there in Michigan. So Todd's going to be wrapping around to start the fourth round.
Round four.
Fight.
Todd is vigorously studying his notes.
He's like, nope. We picked his whole list. Now he's got to go back to the draft board and find out.
I got mine for sure.
What direction he's going.
Did well for me last year. It was eighth in the Tilth plots last year. And so it's always nice, too, to have one same location, same hybrid again. I do think this year the traits are different, so not sure that'll hurt or help me, but I'm going to go with Partners Brand 6962, which is a 99-day. Last year we had it in the plot as a double pro, and this year it's going to be in the plot as a conventional. So if anything, the way these conversions work, hopefully we really should see no difference that way and should do just fine. And typically, too, we don't have, the double pro is obviously going to get you the corn borer trait. And typically, I don't know, have you guys seen, I've not seen corn borer really much at all in the last 10 years. I mean, for sure, it's been, the last time we sprayed it, I think Jeff Polinsky was still was in the business. And I remember scouting with Jeff. That was the biggest thing we scouted.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Tomorrow marks 20 years with the company for me.
Tomorrow does.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Cuatro de Mayo.
Yep. I remember my first year
May
scouting.
May the fourth be with me.
I remember scouting for European corn borer my first summer.
Yep.
Yep.
And it was like a big deal. Like by the time you, Matt and Doug and Derek, I remember with Jeff, it was like. And there were certain fields where he somehow, because it happened on those same fields year after year, I think, routinely. But he'd be like, this field gets it, so you better watch.
Yeah, we got to waste the chest high corn, and that's all we did. It was just walking cornfields looking for
corn borer,
for the shot holes and seeing what the corn borer, and freedom for whatever reason was a big hotbed.
The only time I ever remember finding it bad was Oneida.
Yeah.
I've seen it a handful of times, and that's really all.
Yeah,
and that was when I first started.
We'll have to have Jeff talk of the lore of the corn borer. Yes,
it came over with the Mayflower.
I believe he had spreadsheets of cost versus infestation. Should you run back? Should you not? Does it pay off?
Yeah. You need the size of the corn borer, how many per plant, the stage of the corn, and then he had it all in there. Yeah, it was just all in there different, so.
All right, Doug. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's go with Partners Brand 6885. And I don't have much on this. I just know it's a semi-flex.
Yeah, that is going to be a conventional as well.
Yeah, 6885, 98, they kind of been around a while, which also can be good sometimes because, it's got some stay power.
Really good vigor. So you're going my thinking there, Doug. Yeah. Just really good vigor on that guy.
This one's got ratings of different, soils and all that. And I would consider Seymour a loam is going to get, and it is rated an excellent on loam. So it's kind of, it does go across soils well, but if you're going to get the one where it's excellent.
The lowest rating on soil is sand, and neither of these plots are even close to that, I would imagine. So
what do you consider the Amro location?
It's a silty clay loam.
Okay. Blue clay.
Yeah.
But yours is heavier clay around than that field.
Yeah, yours doesn't seem as blue.
Not quite.
Less blue clay.
Yeah.
Derek's not blue.
All right, Matt, let's see what you got.
All right, I am prepared now as the list gets smaller.
Matt's got it figured out. Yep. He's ready to go.
So I'm taking another swing from the Wyckoff banner and going to go with the 2160 Power Core Enlist. It's a 97-day maturity and acts like a 96, 97-day according to what they've told us. So it's kind of right in that variety range, strong emergence, early plant vigor, scores on it. So, again, just hoping to get him out of the ground, hit the ground running this year. Let it rip.
Bill, you are on the clock with the last pick in the fourth round.
That one, Matt, did really well in, you know, it was 80% in the top 30 in first trials. So kind of that, just sort of a good blocky kernels, good height, cross soils. So kind of it seems to be like a steady Yeti a bit.
Yep, you know? And another one too where it's got that good tar spot tolerance, disease package is there. So, and like you said, good across soils, so go anywhere type variety.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of go off, Todd. You had in your second pick of the draft, you had picked one that you had last year. Matt had actually, that didn't quite perform, but I'm going to go with the Bex 4501. Was a hybrid from last year that didn't quite perform like we had hoped, but...
new year, new you.
New year, new life.
New field, who dis?
Yeah, it is new field. New field from last year. Taller plant, good stock strength, good roots. So, again, with good roots, we're going to have good vigor, I think. So we're going to roll that route and go with the Bex 4501 VT, V2P.
This one has kind of been an old standby as well. And I was like the map, you know, when they show the map of like where it's adapted and stuff. And what I think is interesting of this map is like it shows Wisconsin, Minnesota, you know, the middle of Michigan. And then there is spots like, there's one spot like way down in Missouri that's like a part of it, and just it's got a unique sort of adaption to it. So it's kind of it's been a good variety for us in this area. Good kind of deeper kernels and has that way of getting kind of some usually a little bit better test weight.
Round five. Final round.
Perfect, Matt. That puts Bill on the clock for the first pick of the fifth round.
Fifth round. This is really cut and dry for me. Like, I have no...
It's almost like you don't have a choice.
No doubt here what we're going to do. And we're going to go back to the Dairyland well, 4191. Again, stress emergence. So I'm rolling that one this year. Hopefully my gut this year will totally be right and be completely different from previous years.
Yeah.
So
it says it's quick out of the ground and elite genetics. Elite.
Elite. We like elite genetics.
All right, Matt, you are on the clock.
All right. Well, tossing it up here between a couple varieties and leaning one way, just kind of based on the differences between the two varieties. I'm going to go Partners Brand 7184. Mm-hmm. It's 101 day.
That's what I wanted.
And just looking at the breakdown between the remaining, so we've got a couple other Partners Brand varieties here. So comparing apples to apples here in those family trees, and a little bit better on stock rating and test weight. So hoping to carry this one through and make a good anchor for the
team. It's a steal in this round, Matt, because I was kind of debating between that and the 6962. The reason I went 6962 because it's been around longer.
Yep, and if that was on the table, I'd be going that direction. Just, so.
Whereas this one, though, being new, again, probably going to replace the 6962 potentially, and just this one could be a lot of fun to watch this year. Really good stalks, good seedling, good yield, you know, does really good on loam. So I think for what you're getting here, it's a really good, excellent variety. Kind of pushing that top end of the Seymour sort of, you know, that's one why reason went the 6962 is more of a 99 day versus this kind of 101 day.
Yep.
You're pushing that that day length a bit, but that's how we push.
No
you.
Risk, no reward.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, you're on the clock.
Well, I guess I'm going to go with the shortest day corn in the draft, the Partners Brand 6050.
Yeah, that was my other consideration. That's where I was leaning between those two. So,
reading the stats on it, 18, 20 around, semi-flex.
This one, I've seen it, like, girth cobs, you know, like it's going to have, it's one of those, too, when you do, like, counts, you're like, oh, my God, like, it almost tricks you in the counting of years to what you get for yield, because they're just, the cobs are just giant, and you can get those 20 rounds for a 90 day. We don't have many 90 days that'll give us that kind of, you know, kernels around and girth to it.
All right, and Todd.
All right, so
Mr. Irrelevant, right?
Yeah,
here. Right.
So,
not irrelevant in our world.
No, no, this is just,
it's the Brock Purdy of.
I actually think these last picks, we've seen that, is this is where you win. The draft is in these last picks, not the early picks.
But yep.
Yeah, so I'll go with Partners Brand 6301. You know, this one was in our plot last year. It did struggle, you know, last year. That's why it, you know, wouldn't have gone, say, higher in this year's draft. But kind of new year, new really good emerger. And this one does do well on yield. It just needs sort of the right, you know, right treatment to it. I know this one does do very good with like fungicide and that kind of thing. So we're not going to have fungicide there, but this is one of those where you maybe do have to push it a little bit more than what it'll get pushed. So I do know it can yield high. Like I said, last year it maybe didn't have as good of a year, but hopefully this year it's new. It does do really well on loamy soils. So that's what I'm hoping again. So as we do, we got sort of two plot locations that flip-flop across the highway. And I would say this year's current location is a little bit nicer soil, a little bit more top end.
Bigger history of manure.
Yes.
Just the background fertility is going to be better.
Is better. So maybe that will help make this one shine a bit in this year.
Yeah, and I just want to say again, before we kind of wrap things up, again, thank you to all the sponsors, the companies that entered in varieties, and for all the people listening out there, this is a replicated plot, so be sure that this data is going to be reputable, and you can trust the results to hopefully make better variety selections in the future.
All right, thanks, Derek. Well, that'll do it for this episode. We've got our teams picked, so now, unfortunately, it's the long wait until harvest time to see how our teams did. But as Derek said, thank you to our participants, the seed companies, Dairyland Seed, Partners Brand Seed, Cropland Seed, Wyckoff Seed, Beck Seed, and Rank Seed, for providing us with these varieties to choose from. And thank you to all our drafters today and for joining us on the podcast. So thanks for listening. And as always, happy farming.